In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing with volume 18, November 12th, 1925. And Jesus just told Louisa basically that Adam had everything. Adam knew everything. And because Adam was the head, the father of all the human generations. And when he fell, Jesus came as the new Adam. Mary came as the new Eve. And now they had to find a human who they could give this to. And this is why Luis is called the firstborn, the newborn of the divine will. And that means Luisa basically began again where Adam left off. She begins this image and likeness of God that is given to mankind. And when people say, oh, there are many souls who have lived in the divine will, that's not true. Luisa is unique in all the world. And when we look at the lives of the saints, each saint had a specific role, a specific mission. When you look at Maximilian Kolbe, St. Maximilian Kolbe, he had two crowns. One crown was the crown of martyrdom. One crown was the crown of purity. But it's not the totality of martyrdom. It's not the totality of purity. That's the life of Jesus and Mary. Jesus says Mary had the martyrdom of martyrdoms, never giving life to her human will. And the same with Jesus, the Son of God, Mary, the Mother of God, Theotokos. And now this life of image and likeness of God was given to Louisa. So Jesus says to Louisa, the same with you, Louisa, my daughter, since I, God, have called you, Louisa, as the head of a special mission, more than a new Adam. Think about that. See, Adam did not have Jesus as his Adam. Adam did not have Mary as his Eve. You know, he wasn't born of the new Adam, Jesus, and the new Eve, Mary. He was born in the image and likeness of God without the Adam and Eve that now mankind has. So more than a new Adam, you have to understand what God is always gratuitous. He's always giving. What he gave to Adam and what Adam lost, what we say on Holy Saturday night is, oh, happy fall of Adam. What are we happy about? Now we have the new Adam, Jesus. Now we have the new Eve, Mary, more than what Adam had. And Jesus said to Adam, to Louisa, if I give this gift back to Adam the way I did originally, he would fall again. But I give it to you, Louisa, because you will not fall. How can that be? How can it be that Louisa won't fall when Adam did? Because Louisa has the new Adam, Jesus, the new Eve, Mary. She's the firstborn of this great gift of the divine will given to mankind again. She can't fail. And it's the same thing with us. When we make that desire to live in the divine will, Jesus says, which you make it every day throughout the day, when you're doing your acts, when you're doing your rounds, when you do your prevening act in the morning and your actual acts throughout the day, you as well won't lose this. If you pass the test. And the test is no more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more doubts. To begin to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. So Jesus says, since I, God, have called you, Louisa, as the head of a special mission, more than a new Adam, and here it is not about human sciences. but about the science of sciences, which is my most holy divine will. So he's not talking about the human level. He's talking about a divine level. He says, it's the science all of heaven that I have given to you, Luisa Picaretta. See, it's to enter into this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary. So he says, I, Jesus, want you, Luisa, to be enclosed within yourself all the seeds which my most holy divine will contains. All of it. Not just partial. Not just an idea of one thing or another. See, on earth, people will study for years and years and years how to become a professional musician, a professional artist, a professional scientist, you know, and then what you do, a doctor, you specialize in one thing in particular. Jesus is asking us to be specialized in all that God has done, all the sciences, which is the holy divine will. So again, when we're thinking humanly, the divine will is very far from us. Okay. That's why when Luisa writes, she often says, if I say anything more, it'll only sound confusing. Why? Jesus is revealing to Luisa a divine understanding, and Luisa is using human terms to explain it. Like I know some people say, oh, why I don't like Luisa kissing Jesus on the lips. You know, this is not romantic. It's, you know, that's where our brain goes. No, it's a little daughter kissing his heavenly father. It's a little one kissing. And then the roles reverse. Jesus in Luisa's arms is the little one. He wants to be held in the little one, and Luisa becomes the mother of the little one. See, it's mutual possession in the divine will. It's not with human understandings. This one person said to me, I don't like it when Jesus says, open your mouth wide and I will fill you with everything that's within me. You know, that sounds gross. Well, this is a human understanding of a divine perspective. It's like the bird opening its mouth. So the mother will fill the bird, so that the mother will nurture the bird, help the bird become able to fly. So when you're reading the divine will, certain things might sound strange at first. But then when you look at it from a divine perspective, this is why Archbishop Echeri said very, very clearly, if you have the writings, you need a priest to help you. You know, he didn't say need someone else to help you. He says you need a priest to help you. Why? The divine will is the first bread. The divine will is the sacrament of sacraments. Again, we're using human terms to understand a divine reality. And Jesus says, as the priest gives out the second bread, the supersubstantial bread of the Holy Eucharist, that's his job. He said it would be as foolish for a lay person to go to the altar and say, I don't have the Eucharist, so this is my body, this is my blood. And he said, Father Bucci said, that would be foolish. So Archbishop Echeri said, if you have the writings, you need a priest to help you get through some of the difficulties that you will have. Some of the misunderstandings, and I've heard so many misunderstandings of people teaching, well, Jesus meant this. And it's like, no, he didn't. He wouldn't mean that. You know, it's to understand from a divine perspective from the church's understanding. So Jesus says this to Luisa. And the more acts you do in my most holy divine will, he says, the more knowledges you will acquire. So again, what is Jesus saying to us? Okay, if you're praying the rounds, and the rounds are very important, because Jesus tells Louisa basically from volume 16 to volume 36, pray the rounds. Learn how to pray the rounds. This is how Jesus prayed. This is how Mary prayed. This is what they taught Louisa. This is how Adam prayed before the fall. The rounds, praising God and glorifying God and worshiping God. That's heaven. And Jesus is going to show us how to do this, okay? He's going to show us how to enter into this abundant life. So the more that we listen to Jesus, the more we study this, the happier we're going to be. So Jesus says this. He says, the more acts you do in my most holy divine will, the more knowledges you acquire, the more rays of this divine light that you, Louisa, and us linked to Louisa will place on the sun of my divine will, so that with greater fullness of this divine light, it will become able to diffuse more for the good of all human generations, past, present, and future. See, the face of the earth is going to be changed. And he says, so that with greater fullness of this divine light, it may diffuse more for the good of the human generations in such a way, stirred by the fullness of this divine light, they will be able to know with greater clarity the good which my most holy divine will contains. See, what's happening, what Jesus has done with Louisa, he says, the more you enter into this, the more acts that you do in the divine will, the more I can give it to humanity. As they read this, as they study this book of heaven, as they put into practice what they've read and studied. So Jesus says, this fullness of light, this divine light, this divine life, this divine love, he says, is going to be given to humanity. And he says, what it means to live in the divine will and the great good with which all mankind are going to be enriched. So this is a gift that God is giving to the world, to the church through Louisa. And all that God is asking is that we begin to understand what God is going to do for all the world. No eye has seen, no ear has heard what God is going to do for those who love him. And so what our Lord is asking of us, he's asking us to begin to live this abundant life as we read, as we study, as we put this into practice, as we begin to read this, as we begin to study this, as we begin to put this into practice, everything begins to change in us. Our understanding of life, human life, our understanding of divine life. God is expanding our capacity to begin to live the life that Adam lost, the image and likeness of God. So continue to read, continue to study, continue to put this into practice. This is a most glorious time for mankind. And just think about it. He did not give this to the saints. The saints did not, that Jesus and Mary dictated to Louisa. They didn't have this. So they didn't know, they had glimpses of what's coming by doing the will of God. But living in the divine will, entering into this life that Adam lost, they had no idea. So God is looking at us. God is asking us to begin to live this abundant life so that the kingdom can manifest itself in us on earth as it is in heaven. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, that all the little children, the holy divine will, become divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.